We always like to have a guest from the official office here in the Trending 55 hot seat. We're pleased to be joined on the line right now by Kathleen Gandley for Calgary Mountain View and the NDP's. First of all, Kathleen, thanks for taking the time today.
Thanks so much for having me.
That's one of the big stories of the province. We got a new premier officially sworn in this week with Danielle Smith, and certainly during her leadership campaign for the UCP, one of the main talking points was her so-called Sovereignty Act, which has seen some criticism from various sides of the political spectrum and non-political spectrum across the province. What are some of the, kind of start things off here, what are some of the concerns that the NDP has on some of the little proposal that the new premier has here?
Yeah, so the Sovereignty Act, as sort of proposed, essentially is meant to allow them to have an impact on the federal government acting within its own jurisdiction. And so it is like to ultimately not do anything. But the problem is, the really big problem that we're hearing, you know, from the business community, create risk and uncertainty, and that is very bad for attracting investment to this province. So the Sovereignty Act has a real potential to have a very negative impact on our economy by driving away that investment.
And you look through Canadian history, there is another example of a province before, like back in the day, Quebec had their sort of sovereignty-related things going on with the federal government. That had a lot of corporations who had, you know, offices in Montreal, kind of drove them. A lot of them haven't really done that much. Is certainly one of the concerns here, is that, you know, some of these businesses, okay, if they have, you know, corporations that have, you know, stuff here in Alberta that might, you know, maybe drive them away. And, you know, as you mentioned, like, you know, not bringing new stuff in, you know, like how much of that to sort of the concerns have you heard on that?
Yeah, so that is one of the big concerns we've heard, is that, you know, we've kind of seen a province go through this before, and it creates uncertainty in terms of, you know, what the laws were going to be going forward. And investors don't like risk. Business, you know, it doesn't allow them to sort of do the appropriate planning and get the appropriate investment. So that creates a lot of concern because, you know, certainly what we're hearing from folks is that there was damage to Quebec's economy during that. It's taken a very long to recover. Some have suggested that it never actually did fully.
And getting on specifically to kind of the oil and gas front, because, you know, while these oil and gas companies, you know, they all have offices in Calgary, they have operations all around the province, including some that are up here in the PCR. And now when it comes to kind of the oil and gas industry, like how much could the sort of the kind of market there be affected by if the province ends up kind of following through on this?
Yeah, again, the concerns I'm hearing from folks in the oil and gas industry is specifically that. So we went through a fairly bad period for that for a long time. They weren't able to attract investment just because of the global price of oil. That price has come back up. So that new investment again, and just at that sort of moment when we're getting that potential for investment and some of that investment coming back, you know, we now have a premier who's us and instability that will drive that investment out again. So that is a huge concern.
Yourself and the leader of the opposition, Rachel Notley, have sent a letter to the UCP members about some of the issues you mentioned here. What are kind of some things you're hoping to see, I guess, come out of that?
So we sent the letter to them asking them to essentially, you know, talk to the business community, talk to their constituents, and to sort of stand up for their principles. A lot of them have already come out against the Sovereignty Act. It's my view that no, you know, fiscal conservative, which many of them claim to be, would vote in favor of this Sovereignty Act because of the detrimental impacts on the economy. And so what we're asking them to do is to, you know, stand up for the people of Alberta and vote against.
And finally, whenever we have guests join us here in the Trending 55 hot seat, we always like to throw in a little personal question. Now, of course, we are coming up on you know, Halloween in a couple of weeks here, and, you know, that means all sorts of candy being out and about there. And I'm kind of curious with you, do you have a sweet tooth, number one? And number two, if so, what's your, I guess, kind of go-to Halloween candy?
Oh, I unfortunately have a sweet tooth. I'm a big fan of probably the Kit Kat bar and the Coffee Crisp. I try to keep that to a minimum, though, because who also has a sweet tooth that I'm trying to model some better behavior for?
Yeah, that's you definitely want to be a good influence on the kids. Kathleen Gandley, the NDP's energy critic and MLA for Calgary Mountain View, thanks for joining us here today.
Thank you so much for having me.